This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. Because that's what it boils down to. I want you to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Okay? And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, I don't know, looking things up, sending me messages, all that fun stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend. All right. I got this from a friend of mine. We've had him on the show before. Jeff Dunnett. Jeff has got a blog called the LIDblog.com, L-I-D, LIDblog.com. And according to reports right now, Representative Omar is accused of passing sensitive info to Iran, right? And, you know, I still don't know. I still can't figure something out here. How is it that when these people, and I'm not talking about a Muslim woman, but when I say these people, I mean, how is it that a junior legislator, someone who just got elected to office, gets put on some of the most important subcommittees there are? I'd wait to see how they do. I'd wait to see how things play out. I would wait to see if they can keep a secret, simple secrets. But I guess the Dems really don't care about that. They love leakage. Leakage makes them very happy, somehow. But if this is true, it's really bad for Omar, right? And for America, too, because this is really, in every way, this is treason. This is true treason. But the Dems are so focused in on the president that this, I don't know if they'll actually even do anything on this. Now, it could be, in a sworn court statement, it claimed that she passed information to Iran through Qatar, right? The sworn deposition for a Florida court given by Alan Bender, a Kuwaiti-born Canadian businessman, claimed that Omar was recruited and paid by Qatar and passed sensitive information via intermediaries to Iran. She's a member of the House Foreign Relations Committee. Probably the second most powerful, most important committee there is. Right? And they have all kinds of information that the Iranian mullahs would love to have. Bender was subpoenaed in a lawsuit against Qatar's emir's brother, Sheikh Khalid bin Hamad, who stands accused of ordering his American bodyguard to murder two people and holding his hired American paramedic a prisoner. In his deposition, Bender testifies about his meetings with Al Masnad and other Qatar officials, in which they mention the Sheikh, and they talk about his case, and they discuss Qatar's campaign to influence Western politics. Now, the Saudi news outlet, Al Arabiya, they obtained Bender's deposition, and they reported that the contents were authenticated by the attorney for the plaintiffs. Right? I mean, seriously. During the deposition, businessman Alan Bender said that he met with Qatar's secretary, the emir, and two other senior officials. Now, according to Bender, these officials said to him, if it wasn't for our cash, Omar would be just another black Somali refugee in America collecting welfare and serving tables on the weekends. Not my words. These are words right out of the deposition. Bender also testified that Qatar officials asked him to recruit American politicians and journalists to be Qatari assets. After he objected, the officials told him that a number of important people were already on Qatar's payroll. Omar was described as the jewel in their crown. Wow. If this is real, if this isn't just words, it shows you how much they just don't care. The Dems don't care. Look at Feinstein's, what, 20 years she had a Chinese agent working for her. We could do this over and over and over again. Why would you take junior legislators, people who just got elected, and put them on these important committees? Bender testified that Al Masnad said that they recruited Omar from every way before she thought about becoming a government official. They groomed her and arranged the foundation, the grounds for her to get into politics way before she even showed interest. And then they convinced her. Bender alleged that Omar cooperated with the Qataris and received cash payments. He also claimed that once Omar took office, she used her position in the House of Representatives to access sensitive information, which she relayed to Qatar. And then from there to Iran. Now, Bender's deposition went on to say that Omar's role in Qatar influence campaign is crucial. She actively recruited other politicians on behalf of Qatar, he said. Bender said that the Qataris claim that the best thing money could buy are American officials because they're the cheapest of the cheapest costing officials in the world. My God. Not only are we treasonous, we're cheaply treasonous. On page 77 of the deposition, Bender said that he questioned why a devout Muslim such as Omar would take bribes only to be told, don't be fooled by her headscarf. She's a sex maniac. She's very weak when it comes to money and sex. Right? And we got both, they said. And this is, again, this isn't me making it up as I go. This is in a sworn deposition. The Jerusalem Post got their hands on a similar piece of the transcript. And they added, not telling you, you have to come back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, really. Come on back. Got a lot more to say about Omar after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Right? You got to be part of the conversation. And and the reason I say this, some of you say, well, I don't want to listen to the other garbage. Well, no, you need to listen to the other garbage. You need to listen to how they come at this. You need to listen to how the other side states their case, lays their case out there. Otherwise, you know, you're getting hit with it for the first time when you talk with them, and you can't say stuff like you're stupid. Because that doesn't work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back at it. Is Omar in trouble? And if Omar is in trouble, why is that Nancy Pelosi in trouble? She's the one who put her there. They keep putting these people in these positions of authority without checking them out. Maybe they do check them out. I just don't care. I don't know. You know, how did Feinstein have a Chinese agent working for her for almost 20 years and she didn't know it? Are we serious? Anyway, the Jerusalem Post picked up another portion of Omar's deposition, or the deposition on Omar. They went on to say that Bender's testimony has been questioned, and reports including this one by the Post have led to speculation, especially on Twitter. Speaking to the Post, Bender said, "I confirm that the information published in the Jerusalem Post report about Omar and Qatar is accurate, 100%. Now, the deposition shows he further told the court that during a 2017 meeting with the Turkish president, Omar swore allegiance to him. At the time, she was a junior state representative in Minnesota, so they've been setting and grooming and see, they're in it for the long game, people. Whether we're talking about the Democrats or the deep state and or outside influences, we're worried about the 2016 election, yet we've seen stuff like this happen over and over and over again, and we do nothing about it. Now, there is a possibility that Bender perjured himself, and his account of Omar's treachery is not accurate at all. But it's strange. Why would he bring Omar into it if he didn't really happen? She had nothing to do with anything at that point. At the very least, his statements should start an investigation, either by Congress or the Department of Homeland Security. The charge is serious. It's serious enough to at least take a first pass at, take a look at. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll put the whole story, the deposition, up later on the website. However, if you want it now, you just head over to thelidblog.com. That's Lidblog, LIDBLOG.com, and you'll be able to read it and see it and all that. And seriously, when it comes to this kind of thing, why aren't we all over it? Why aren't we? I mean, if I was President Trump, knowing that this was going on with their squad, I mean, I'd be excited. Oh, yeah. No question about it. I would be totally excited about this. And not that I want any damage done to us, but just to show you truly what they really can do, really will do, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Dow scores its 100th record close under Trump. I don't know. You know, listen, I love these people. Remember, wasn't the stock market supposed to tank the day after he got elected? Isn't that what we were told was going to happen? That was it. It was over. Markets were going to crash. Life would come to an end. Well, again, stocks closed this week on record highs. Right? I mean, positive retail earnings. A new record for Disney. More positive developments on the China trade issue. Investors scooped up more Disney shares, which is disgusting. Their problem. I'm sorry. Disney is a societal problem. And then you got Uber and Lyft shares. They also gained, despite the city of Chicago announcing that a congestion tax on the ride hailing services. I love this. A congestion tax? These people just don't stop, do they? And then Uber was hit hard on Monday after London pulled its business license. On the earnings front, Best Buy reported better than expected third quarter results. Their sales rose 2% from a year ago. Oh my God, you mean things are doing better? How can they be doing better? Trump is still president. What's wrong with these people? Don't they know any better? Dick's Sporting Goods. Oh, and by the way, Best Buy, they rethought and they upped their full year outlook for earnings and revenue. So they think they're going to do better than they originally thought. Dick's Sporting Goods soared after reporting a top and bottom line beat, raising the outlook for the rest of the year as well. Sporting Goods retailer said the e-commerce sales climbed 13%. Meanwhile, shares of Dollar Tree tanked after the discount retailer said that it expects fourth quarter earnings to take a hit due to the tariffs. Yeah, it's because they sell a lot of cheap junk. I mean, you know. But listen, if people have money, maybe they don't go to the dollar store. Maybe they go to the $2 store. I don't know. More positive trade developments also helped drive the gains after Trump told reporters the U.S. and China are in final throes of reaching a deal. Right? But I don't know how this is going to work out for him. Because I kind of think he should take a stance on what's going on there in Hong Kong as well. You know, if they're not going to respect the, you know, again, what makes us think they're going to respect the tariffs? If they're not going to respect the, or the trade deal, the deal they already made with Hong Kong, what makes us think this would change? China's Commerce Minister and Vice Premier Liu, also other senior officials, spoke with U.S. trade representatives, right? And they're willing to work. Because, again, as Trump said, they need us more than we need them. You know, my dad used to have a funny saying for the day, anyway. He'd say, if you owe the bank $5,000, you got a problem. You know, and you can't pay it. If you owe the bank $5 million and you can't pay it, they have a problem. Think about where China is for us right now. Think about the financial position they're in with us right now. Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People who are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday are in for some rough weather. Many travelers are already stranded. Camila Burnell reports.
Hundreds of flights are canceled at Denver International Airport, and up to 15 inches of snow could fall there by the end of the day. In the Northeast, ferocious winds and rain are expected. Some airlines are already waiving change fees ahead of the anticipated delays. Meanwhile, the West Coast is bracing for severe storms that could spark flash floods. This as crews in Southern California are battling a new growing wildfire north of Santa Barbara. I'm Camila Burnell reporting.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the East, from the Mid-Atlantic to New England, are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. So much for being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, when you look at it. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the solution. Really, seriously, you're not part of the solution if all you're doing is beefing about what's happening. I like it when I put that way, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just being part of the solution, part of the conversation, really, if you think about it. No, seriously. I want you part of the conversation. It's the only way we get anything done. It's the only way we can really work through things. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on. I'm talking about how the was it, maybe I'm missing something here. But as I recall, when Trump got elected, everything was going to get flushed. Right, and I love it. My Democrat friends who love to poke me, every time the stock market has a down day, they go nuts. Yeah, look what Trump did today. Look what he's doing. How do you feel about Trump now? Look at the economy. It's like, shut up. First of all, if you had two brain cells to rub together, you'd figure out that not one day does a stock market make. Right? I mean, it takes a little, nothing that happens over a day, 2 days, 3 days, especially when you're looking at what's going on in the world markets or around the world. You have to let it play out a little bit. You know, take a chill, as we used to say. But when with the tariff talks going back and forth, you're going to have fluctuation in the market. Right? In economic news as a whole, home prices rose 3.2%. Right? I mean, this is a big deal. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, right, they saw it decline a tiny bit from the prior month. But you'd never know it by them buying. Retail sales are up. How does that happen? People are afraid. Consumer confidence is down, but they're out buying stuff. Doesn't make any sense. Commodities were higher, with gold up about 4%. No, 0.4%. It was up to $14.69 an ounce. In Europe, the markets ended with little change. Britain, France, and so on. And China's Shanghai composite, it was flatlined. So our markets are up. Our markets are doing well. I'm still trying to figure out what they meant by tanked. Maybe they, you know, they use a different language than we do. So maybe I just don't understand what they were saying. It's possible. It's possible. Right? Oh, God bless America. We kind of touched on this the other night, but we didn't really. The ACLU is now fighting. God. They said that, you know what? I don't know how anybody that believes in science like they say they do, any of them, believe this stuff. Right? The ACLU has now declared. Now, I don't know, if they declare it, does that make it law? I'm asking for a friend. But if they declare it, it must be true. It's the ACLU, right? They now declare that men can get periods and give birth to babies. Okay, let that sit in. Men who get their periods are men. The ACLU wrote on Twitter, men who get pregnant and give birth are also men. I don't know how. I don't know how that happens. It's a new one by me. I mean, do we have... Maybe I'm using men and women and it's irritating people. Is male and female still applicable? Can we still use that? Or do we just throw science totally out the window, unless we're talking about God, in which case they love to throw it in your face? I'm just curious, because I don't have all the answers to those. I don't even know who to ask, because it's like trying to grab a greased pig on a farm, you know? Nobody really can tell you how to do it. God bless. The ACLU posted the message on Twitter in support of transgender and non-binary men on International Men's Day. There's no way to be a man, they declared. God bless. They've got to kind of... No, not kind of. They have to tear down every ounce of reality, every ounce of tradition, to take a swipe at the foundation of just humanity as a whole. I mean, are they saying that there's no men and women, there's just human beings, and some have periods, and some don't, and some get pregnant, and some don't? Or are they actually trying to say that men have periods, that men get pregnant, that men can give birth? Because if they were standing in front of me, I'd say, you're out of your mind. Show me from a scientific standpoint where that's true. No man has a uterus. Last I checked, you needed a uterus to give birth. It's time to drop some knowledge on chromosome deniers at the ACLU. That's a great line. I like that. Chromosome deniers. If you get Todd Stern's new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, he's got a chapter in it called There's Only One Way to Be a Man. You know, and really, real men, they don't get periods. Real men, they don't get pregnant. Real men don't give birth. Okay? I mean, it's not really that serious. It's really that true. If you get a period and you get pregnant, you're a biological, not a mental, a biological woman, period. And until you and I start standing up and pushing back, until you and I don't just giggle and laugh it off, it ain't going to change. They're going to keep deconstructing gender. They're going to redefine what God and Mother Nature's already defined. I mean, seriously, think about it. You cannot have it both ways. I mean, let me rephrase that. Yes, you can have it both ways. You can have it 78 different ways, apparently. But it's not scientifically sound. It's definitely not settled science. How do you like that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is that what they always tell us? You've got to go with settled science. Climate deniers? It's settled science. What's wrong with you people? Except for them. With them, it never is. Come on, just be honest about it. Here was something I didn't know. Maybe you guys did, but I wasn't aware of. The Nikki Haley, who I did not, not in a bad way, but I did not know she was a Christian. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley recently spoke to Liberty University. She had an overarching theme that her faith in God was the cornerstone to carrying onward during the toughest moments of PTSD. Right? After the aftermath of the Charleston church shooting, she was having trouble. She said, "My faith was really all I had in that moment," Haley told Liberty students while describing how she and fellow South Carolinians mourned after the tragic attack that killed 9 African-American churchgoers. She said, "I felt so desperate at the time, but my faith saved me." Haley said her PTSD symptoms appeared as a result of shooting while she was South Carolina governor. "I knew something was wrong. My husband knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. Then when I really just threw it in God's hands and said, look, I need you to get me through this," as you know, she felt it change. As a daughter of immigrants from India, Haley said that her faith and values have been important throughout her life. From bullying she faced in childhood to, you know, fighting for international freedom of religion while U.S. ambassador at the United Nations. All around the areas of the world, Christians are persecuted, she said. Christians are discriminated against. We know this. We've been reporting this on the show for years. Right? Like this is news. I'm not getting on her case. But all we ever hear about is how the Palestinians are mistreated. Really? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
But the one that I love is
we are back.
USA, standing next to me.
Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I mean, it's sincerely. Sincerely. Sincerely, no, I really do. I mean, I know there's other stations you could be listening to. I don't know why, though, but whatever. There's other stations you could be listening to, other programs you could be listening to, and I appreciate that you're spending time with us. I appreciate that you're spending time just kind of throwing around some of the stuff that we're talking about. You know, I try not to talk or pick topics that are kind of just garbage. I hope you see that and understand that. But let me tell you, it's doing what everybody else does. Just simply doing the impeachment 24/7. It's boring as heck. Because, again, everybody else is doing it. Why should I? Right? That's what it boils down to. All right. De Blasio. You ready for this one? And we're all excited to hear about De Blasio, aren't we? Is that what you were waiting for? Apparently, the city blocked investigations of De Blasio. Right? I mean, the whistleblowers have come forward. Did you hear about them? No. See, because it's a Democrat. When it's a Democrat whistleblower, nobody cares. Right? I mean, they claim that the agency charged with investigating wrongdoing in city schools, they blocked probes of Bill de Blasio's school chancellor, Richard Carranza. Now, the special commissioner of investigations is sitting on 9 cases of waste, fraud, and corruption involving the upper echelons of City Hall. Now, this is a 4-page letter from the whistleblower, not written by an attorney. Wink, wink. One of the cases cited involves First Lady Charlene McRae's embattled $850 million mental health program, right, which has a very large school component. The insider document blames Special Commissioner Anastasia Coleman, who was appointed in February, after prevailing in a power struggle with former Department of Investigations Commissioner Mark Peters. Right? They had an investigative probe going on, but not now. Under Coleman, they're continuing to hold or redirect investigations into City Hall, which includes both Carranza and de Blasio. So there are businesses that are connected to de Blasio, Carranza, that actually got work or got business with the education system in New York. Isn't that great? De Blasio dropped out of the presidential campaign in September, right? Other mothball cases included a probe of possible mayoral interference in an investigation of an Orthodox Jewish yeshivas that get city funds. But they skimp on the required secular education. So in other words, they get money for these schools, understanding that the schools are somewhat religious. However, they're supposed to have X amount of secular education, including that grant money, but they don't do it. Contract spending on de Blasio's aborted renewal program on the failing schools. That money went to a whole bunch of Carranza and his top aides. I mean, think about this. Millions and millions. Some cases, let's see. No, millions of dollars went into this stuff. Now, the agents that are supposed to be doing the investigation have been denied or have denied, you know, any of these allegations. They say they're looking into all of them, but when? Some of the stuff's been sitting on their desk for a while. In response, they said that Coleman is aware of the anonymous complaint as well as its recipients, adding that the letter was forwarded to the appropriate agency for review. We'll see what happens. That's the proverbial dead letter file, if you would, for government, right? Yes, we've forwarded the complaint to all the proper organizations and agencies to investigate, and when they get back to us, we'll see if there's anything there that we can look into. Right. Now, Coleman denied the accusation that her office has protected the powerful. The statement says the commissioner added, unequivocally, the agency has not and will never slow walk an investigation based on the subject matter or the person involved. Jane Meyer is a spokesman for the mayor. She said, any implication that City Hall directed the investigative agency to slow walk is untrue. Of course not. We can say, oh, yes, we did it. What do you think they are, Joe Biden? Coleman was at the center of the battle between City Hall and the former DOI chief, Peters. Peters tried to seize control of the investigative agency, and then he was fired by Coleman. Right? I mean, seriously. So here you have the person, and part of the fight was over the person that was doing the agency that was doing the investigation of Coleman. Coleman's agency wanted more investigation, more power over that one. So we, here we have somebody's doing an investigation on me, but I want to have more power over the agency that's doing the investigation on me. That would make perfect sense, wouldn't it? Maybe the Dem world of investigations, I don't know. In a letter after his ouster, Peters accused his group of axing him in retribution for past probes and the ongoing investigations that Peter was digging into. The mayor screamed at him in a late-night call, he said, accused him of trying to bring his administration down and demanding he keep the January report he had under wraps. Well, what have they got to hide? I've always said the same thing. What are you afraid of? Somebody wants to do an investigation on you. You got nothing to hide. Go for it. What's the big deal? I'm only asking because anybody disagree with me? If they're trying to make something up, if they're trying to nail you at doing something, it's easy to fix. It's easy to show how dishonest they're being, right? Especially if you have the truth. And de Blasio, we know he's without sin, right? God, this stuff never stops. Apparently the investigative team feels like there's so much incriminating evidence. They try to get the city council members to take a look at it. They don't want to look at it. Right? They want a federal, this is how far it goes. They want a federal RICO investigation on this, because it's so deep and it goes so long and it runs deep in the administration. Holden said that he forwarded the letter to the Queens District Attorney's Office. They're overseeing the probe. So now you got the, why aren't we hearing more about this? Why do you think? Come on, I'll wait. Come up with an answer. He says it's strange that the Department of Education, the behemoth of city government, should be subject to at least a little bit of oversight. The DOE's $34 billion budget, it makes up a third of all the city spending. Wow. He said the largest department in the city of New York deserves a robust watchdog that can effectively do its job. When you're talking about that much money, going through, I saw it in Boston, growing up as a kid, even when I got into teenage years. Right? I mean, seriously, when you have that much money going through a government agency or a project or a program, it ain't going anywhere. And ain't nobody shutting it down. Come on, we know this. Now, the investigative agency issued a review of the DOE's training to combat student-to-student sexual harassment. It issued a blistering report finding that the DOE paid almost $9 million for 6,000 school bus GPS units. Ready for this? 80% of them were never installed. Where'd the money go? Really, where'd the money go? And because they bungled other projects, they were supposed to get Medicaid reimbursements for special ed students they haven't been able to get. See, but who's going to go to jail for this? This was, as long as we keep letting these people walk, as long as we don't make a big deal, as long as we keep hiding this stuff, they're going to keep blowing your money. This is why people like me and others don't want to give their money to the federal government, don't want to pay those kind of taxes. Come on, think about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, you know the thing we keep saying, see something, say something? I can see why you get discouraged. I really can. Whether it comes to, you know, school shootings and or government waste or what have you. I think the problem, though, is we give up too easy. The left shows up in numbers. They make a lot of noise. They're like chihuahuas gnawing, nipping at your heels. We need to be the same way. Hey, listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me some of your time, because time is precious. We will catch you tomorrow. I'll be here. Hopefully you'll be around, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.